Chapter 8. Summer days were long and hot now. There were more vegetables to can. Ike was a real help. Because the grain was finished and the field corn wasn't ready, Ike worked beside Katie in the kitchen some days. They made chow chow and pickles. Since he liked cooking better than Levi, Ike assigned Levi the job of entertaining Rudy. Ever since Leaner died, Rudy didn't seem the same. He and Levi missed Leaner the most. Leaner was Levi's dog, but Rudy had no other playmates. Some days he clung to Mom, some he just sat. He had them all a bit worried. The family was worried about Mom, too. She wasn't improving. One day Katie made a pot of mint tea. She knew Pop liked it slightly warm, so she took a big glass out to the stable where he was working.
"Mmm, smells good."
Pop took a sip.
"Where's Rudy?"
"He's watching Levi clean out the peep house. Those chickens really grew. Now that they've all got white feathers, Rudy's finally convinced they're not sick." She chuckled. "And Ike went to Huber's to see when they're going to start building the implement shed."
"Yes, I know. Are you busy right now, Katie? There are some things I want to talk about, if you have time."
"I have time," Katie said, looking a bit surprised. She sat on the bale of straw Pop cleared off. Had she done something wrong? Or was Mom worse?
"It's about Great Aunt Harriet," Pop began. "We'll need help when school time comes. It's where she'll sleep that bothers me. You know our house has only 3 bedrooms. They're all in use just now. Would you mind terribly sharing your room with Aunt Harriet?"
"But Pop, I have only a single bed."
"That's better than if it were a double one. You needn't share your bed. We'd get another single bed for her. Your room is quite large. Neither of you would be crowded."
"Oh, Pop," Katie groaned. "I always wished I had a sister to share my room. But Aunt Harriet? How old is she? 75?
"Think it over, Katie. You've done a good job this summer. But Mom needs help during the school months, too."
Katie did think it over as she walked to the house. A sick Mom, a sad Rudy, a dead dog, and a great aunt for a roommate. Oh, yes, and a neighbor she found hard to love. She stopped. It didn't work. Every time she began thinking of all the things that were upsetting her, she kept hearing Ike saying to tell Jesus. And when Pop prayed, he always asked God to bless his neighbors. That included Saul. "Yes," she said to herself, "God heard me. He did hear me when I asked him to protect Mom and the house from the fire. So, God, I must ask you again the way Pop and Ike say I must if I want to please you. Please help me love the Hermans. Every one of them, even when they act as they do. And Aunt Harriet, I don't know how I'll like sharing with her, but make me willing. And about Mom, God, please take care of her. We're trying hard down here. Please don't let anything happen." There were only 2 more weeks of vacation, then back to school. Mom was teaching Katie to sew. The way she was growing, she needed new dresses. They were all getting too short for her, and there were no more hems to let down. Mom had Ike take her and Levi to town to buy what they needed. Katie picked out material for 2 dresses. Ike helped her find some remnants that didn't cost so much. She'd use those 2 and the yellow one for school and the new pink one for Sunday. Levi needed clothes too, but his were store-bought. Katie was glad she didn't have to sew for Levi. Operating the sewing machine went pretty well, but Katie's hand stitches were too large. She was also learning to cut out dresses. That was fun. She was growing up, they told her. But some days she didn't feel like growing up. She wanted to run and play with Rudy, to sleep late, and hunt 4-leaf clovers. Levi was doing man's work now, and she missed the fun things they used to do together. But Mom was sick, and Katie knew she had to help. Wednesday was kerosene day again. Katie reached for the can and started for the Hermans. Rudy ran and grabbed her hand when he saw her going.
"Can I go along?"
"Rudy, honey, I'm sorry, but it's too far for you to walk. I'll be back soon. Get your ball and play until I get back. Mom'll like it if you're a good boy." But Katie's words didn't help. Rudy walked slowly to the porch and sat on the top step. He sat there too often, she thought, as she started across the uneven grass field. She felt so sorry for Rudy. He knew Mom was too sick to play games with him, and he couldn't seem to forget Leaner. "Tell Jesus." She could hear Ike saying it there by the sink, and because she was really worried, she did. Saul Herman was at the garage when she got there. He took the can and began measuring out the kerosene.
Well, how's everything down there? You're looking mighty sober today. Ain't the sun shining bright enough for you?
Katie took a deep breath, ready to tell Saul a few things, but no words came out. Tell Jesus, he'll help. She decided she'd tell Saul how it really was at home, and God help him to understand.
I guess I just don't feel like smiling today, she said. You see, Mom's still sick, and Rudy's so lonely since Lena died. We can't seem to cheer him up. He just sits a lot of the time.
Did you say Lena died?
Saul looked surprised.
You mean he got sick or something? You found him when he was lost, didn't you?
We did find him. His collar caught on the fence when he was coming home. He choked to death.
Coming home from here? Didn't you see it happen? He'd have been all right if you'd have gotten him right away.
The fire was moving toward the house. We were worried about that. The firemen got there just in time, but everyone was so excited we forgot about Lena until later. She was almost in tears.
That's a shame.
Saul set the can down and stood there shaking his head. In the 3 years Katie had known him, this was the first time she'd seen him soften.
You could get Levi another dog, he said.
Levi doesn't want another dog. He said no other dog could replace him. He had Lena 7 years.
I'm sorry it happened.
That was all Saul said, but he looked very thoughtful as Katie turned toward home.